Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Trevor, thank you very much for that. Now, a new study released today from the RCSI research team at the Rotunda Hospital shows it is safe for first-time mothers to spend the first 24 hours of their induced labour at home. Many women will spend hours or even days in hospital waiting to give birth. So these findings could pave the way for first-time mothers to have a more satisfactory induction of labour while reducing the pressure on busy maternity services. The research was published in The Lancet eClinical Medicine, and the lead author was Fergal Malone, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at RCSI and a consultant at the Rotunda Hospital, and he joins us now. And you're very welcome, Fergal, to the programme this evening. Perhaps we might just, because this is not completely straightforward, can you explain the background to the research firstly?
Good evening, Sarah. Well, the background was very simply that when women get near the end of their pregnancy, there's always been a debate as to whether or not it's better to just wait for nature to take its course, even if it means going overdue, and wait for spontaneous labour, or whether or not you should induce labour. And the conventional wisdom, Sarah, for many years was you don't want to induce labour because it might start a cascade of interventions and ultimately end up with a C-section, and you'd be better off letting nature take its course. And a number of years ago, a big randomised trial from the United States actually showed that that wasn't true, that actually women at 39 weeks on their first time pregnancy, they can get induced if they want to, and it does not increase the C-section rate. And in light of that research, more and more women were coming into us at around 38 and 39 weeks saying, I think I'd like to be induced. I've had a rough pregnancy till now. I'm done. I'd rather just bring it to an end, or I'm worried about the size of my baby. I'd rather just bring this to an end. And the problem for the maternity hospitals is if more and more women say that, we're stuck with limited space, limited capacity. So that stimulated us to do a study to say, if women want an induction at 39 weeks, that's presuming that that's what they want, is there a way to safely start their induction in the comfort of their own home the first 24 hours, so that then when they come back into the hospital, they're in more established labour. It's number one, more comfortable for the mothers and their families. And number two, it's less pressure on the busy hospitals. And that's what the premise of the study was. And indeed, that's what it showed. We randomised over 300 women to different types of home induction. And we found that, number one, strong patient satisfaction scores. And number two, very, very low C-section rates. And the vast majority, 75% of women, had natural births.
Okay, so that's all very positive. A couple of questions on this. Is this specific to first-time mothers, that they are the mothers or the expectant parents that are expecting, or that, sorry, benefit from induction at 39 weeks more so than second-time or third-time mothers?
Yeah, it's an excellent point, because when a woman is on her second or third delivery, often if she wants to be induced, it's not that difficult. If you like, Sarah, the uterus remembers what to do. So inductions tend to go very straightforward, and there's a low chance of needing a C-section. But first-time moms, those inductions, in fairness, can sometimes take a while. They're the tricky ones, and they're the ones that cause a lot of debate between midwives, obstetricians, patients, as to the pros and cons of inducing a first-time mother. So that's why we decided to focus on just that group, because that's the challenging group.
And when you say then it can be done at home, I assume the induction process itself can't be done at home.
Yeah, so what happens is you have a choice between having a special gel put in the vagina or a dilating device. And that's done in the hospital. Takes about an hour. Woman is checked for about an hour. And if all is fine, she's sent home. And then she stays at home for 24 hours or shorter, obviously, if labour cracks on. She comes in whenever she's ready. But then after 24 hours, when she comes back into the hospital, in the vast majority of patients, they're ready to go and they're in a much more advanced labour. And they've managed to sidestep a lot of the noise, the sleeplessness, the hassle of being in a busy maternity hospital for 24 hours.
And so that was my next question. Is this driven by the fact that it is more comfortable for women to be at home during that first 24 hours? Or is it driven by the fact that we don't have the space for women in hospitals? Like, if there was an ideal world where you had a room and space for everybody in the hospital, would that ultimately be the better place for them?
Well, no, I think actually, in fairness, it's a bit of both. There is no doubt when talking to women, lots of women prefer to stay at home, even if they're not being induced. Let's say someone is coming in spontaneous labour. Lots of women would prefer to stay at home as long as possible before coming into the hospital. So people do like that. They like the warmth, the comfort, the safety of their own home environment. So it's partly that. But in fairness, it is the reality, isn't hospitals are busy places. There's only so many labour ward rooms, you know, to go around. So it truly is actually a win-win, because this can definitely improve patient satisfaction. And that's what the study showed. Plus, also, it's less onerous on the hospitals.
Is this something then that you would see as something that could be recommended to first-time mothers as a birthing plan as such? At 39 weeks, this is a good idea, and everything sort of, you know, is controlled to an extent.
Well, what we believe in is giving patients informed choice. So we're not saying that every woman should have an induction at 39 weeks. Many women are very comfortable and very happy, especially if the pregnancy is going very well, to wait to 40 or 41 weeks, and that's great. But lots of women want choice. Lots of women want a little bit more control. Lots of women may get to a point in their pregnancy where they say, listen, I think I'd like to get things going now. As I said earlier, either because they're uncomfortable with various symptoms, or they're worried about the persistent growth of their baby. So it's giving people options so that they can choose what suits them. And if a patient now says at 39 weeks, listen, I'm done, I think I'd like to be induced, absolutely, we would have no problem whatsoever in supporting a woman in that request. Mm. And then thinking about, okay, now that you've decided you want to be induced and get things going, what are our choices? Do you want to come straight into the hospital? Maybe you feel more secure in the hospital. Or actually, you live nearby, you're a few miles away. Actually, you know what, we could get things started for you and send you home for 24 hours and come in when you're ready.
Mm. You know, and is that key to that part of it? Because that was my next question, which is that, you know, you go home and then things start moving much more quickly than you expected. Is the key really that you would be close enough to the hospital if you're induced?
Yeah, I think that has to be a factor into it, Sarah. There obviously has to be some practical realities. If you lived 100 miles from the hospital or you know, far away, or you didn't have transport or something like that, home induction isn't really for you. But, you know, if you're lucky enough to live within, you know, 10 miles of a maternity hospital, you have a supportive partner with a car, whatever, you know, if you have those additional practical supports, then yeah, it's something that women should consider and should think about.
Do you see, Fergal, just on a more general basis, a move towards women, you know, trying to give birth at home, or move away from hospital care towards doulas and midwife care? Is that something that you see?
I don't think so. I do think the vast majority of women ultimately like the safety and security of a hospital with their own trained midwife immediately available. I think the growth of interest in home births and doulas, though, is important, because if nothing else, it stimulates the hospitals to look at what they're doing and try and make their services, make their choices, make their options more woman-friendly, more family-friendly. So if that is the result of this, that it causes improvement in hospital services, that's a good thing too. But no, I don't think, Sarah, I've been struck by a huge increase in the number of patients coming in saying, listen, I want to deliver at home. You know, I think
some
people do. And
do you think hospitals have been able to change to make it more woman friendly? Because it's extraordinary, isn't it, that we'd be talking about maternity hospitals not being woman friendly. And I know that in a lot of instances, or in all instances that I've come across, that's not anything to do with the staff. And in a lot of instances, it's to do with the circumstances, the system, the building, all of that. But as a result, it's often not woman friendly.
Yeah. I don't think it's fair to say there's 19 maternity units in Ireland, and I would be able to stand over the statement that every one of those are woman friendly. But does that mean that there's any of those 19 are perfect? Absolutely not. Even here in the Rotunda, we have nearly 9,000 births a year. We do a lot of change management systems, but we're always improving. You can always make your service better. You can always listen to patients. You can always hear what they want and say, yeah, we can do that for you. That's not a problem.
Some text in on this. I think you've basically answered this question, and I don't know if it's specific to somebody, but this person is asking, what about pregnant mothers living over 20 miles away up in a mountain? Sorry, in a remote area. I don't know if that's a hypothetical situation or if that's actually somebody who is living up a mountain in a remote area 20 miles away from a hospital. But what would you say to that person?
Well, I think at the end of the day, an individual decision is always made in every case to say, listen, you know, what supports do you have? It may be 20 miles away up the mountain, but it's a good road with a good driver.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you know what? If you're 20 miles away up a mountain and no transport, I think the answer is no. Come into the hospital.
All right. It's very interesting. And thank you very much for joining us to talk to us about it. That is Dr. Fergus Malone, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynecology at RCSI.